हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् ओम शांति शांति शांति। लास्ट क्लास विद्यारण्य स्वामी beautifully established the nature of reality implied by the term Brahman being limitlessness. Limitlessness is understood in terms of time, space and object. We saw that last class elaborately. I'm going to read that verse, 35th verse. We'll read and we'll go to the next verse. Navyapitvad deshatonto nityatvanapikalatah navastutopi sarvatmyat anantyam brahmanitridha. So Brahmani Anantyam. Brahmani Anantyam. See, Anantam means limitless. Anantyam means limitlessness. Anantam is adjective. Anantyam is noun. See, Anantatvam or Anantyam mean the same. Noun form Anantyam is equal to Anantatvam, limitlessness. What is limitless? Adjective is what? Anantam. So Brahmani Anantyam means what? Limitlessness being the nature of Brahman, that is understood what? In terms of threefold factors. Tridha, vastutaha, limitlessness. Limitlessness in terms of the object wise, there is limitlessness. Kalataha, anantyam, time wise, limitlessness. And deshataha, anantyam. So, antaha nasti. Anantyam means what? Antaha nasti. Why anantyam nasti? Three reasons are given. We see vyapitvat or vyapakatvat, due to pervasiveness, there is no limitlessness in terms of time, that is space. Nityatvat, due to beginninglessness and changelessness, there is limitlessness time wise. And sarvatmyat, being the truth of everything, self of everything, there is object is also limitlessness. Sarvatmyat vastutaha nityatvat kalataha sarva vyapitvat deshataha brahmani anantyam. There is limitlessness in the part of Brahman as his very nature, which we understood last class. Now we are moving on to the next verse. Because it's all for ascertainment. We should not have any doubt, you know, how time-wise limitless, how spatially limitless, how object-wise limitless, that must be very clear. Only then that formless abstract reality, it is implied by the term Brahma. And it is that Brahma vastu I really arrive at as my own real nature. Therefore, I am that reality which is free from all limitations. Therefore, I am of the nature of limitlessness. That is the final understanding is what? I am of the nature of limitlessness. Okay, now we'll go to next verse. Deshakalanyavastonam kalpitatvachamayaya na deshadikrutontosti brahmanantyam sphutam tatah Brahma anantyam sphutam. What has been said in the previous verse is again repeated in this verse here. Brahma anantyam sphutam tataha. See, limitlessness being the nature of the reality implied by the term Brahman is very clear. No doubt. Therefore what? Deshadi kritaha antaha nasti. See, na desha adi kritaha antaha asti. Now deshaha, the adi shabda stands for etc. Deshaha kalaha vastu. Deshadi means deshaha kalaha vastu. Idam mudaliya. Deshadi means what? Deshaha kalaha vastu. Kritaha antaha nasti. So the limitation caused by time, limitation caused by space, limitation caused by object. It means limitations, time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation is not there on the part of Brahman, which means the reality is the very nature of limitlessness. Anantyam sphutaha. Anantyam, limitlessness being the nature of reality, imply the term Brahman is very clear, no doubt. How? Now it is said. It means deshadi kritaha antaha nasti. Anantyam sphutam. It's very clear. And he says, desha kalanyavastunam. Now, he's made very clear, deshaha kalaha anyavastu. Desha kala anyavastunam kalpitatvat mayaya. Now, the reason is given. How do you say that limitlessness and the part of Brahman as its very nature is very clear? How is it said? Because deshakala anyavastunam, all the completely all the objects means all the forms, names and functions obtaining within the realm of time and space, including time and space, kala desha vastuni anya vastuni vastuni tesham anya vastunam mayaya kalpitatvat. Which means what he says, mayaya kalpitatvam, time kalasya, no kala desha and vastu, all the objects they have kalpitatvam. Kalpitatvam means what? Actually, they are not really there. They are not really there means they are only projected. They have the status of being projected, which means they're as though. Kalpitattva means they have, they are as though. They do not have real astitvam. They do not have real existence, independent existence of their own. Everything, he influences the whole jagat here now. Kala desha anyavastu nam kalpitattvam asti. What does it mean? They all have the status of being existent. They are all as though. They are all apparent. They are seemingly there. They are really not there. How do we say that? Because mayaya kalpitatvat. Now projections of maya. Mayaya kalpitaha kalaha. Mayaya kalpitaha deshaha. Time has been projected by maya. Space has been projected by maya. And all the objects, all the forms, names and functions obtaining within the realm of time and space are projections of maya, projected by maya. Vastu nam kalpit, mayaya kalpitatvat, which means they are all as though, really simply projections of maya, really speaking, they are not there. Which means what? They are not there independently. Then what is really there? Vastu. What is that vastu? Is that time-wise, object-wise, spatially limitless reality alone is there. That is, well, that is the reality, that is the reality implied the term Brahma. Therefore, anantyam sputaha. Which means nothing, everything is mithya. Time itself is mithya. Kalpitaha means what? Mithya. Kalaha kalpitaha. Time has been projected. Space has been projected. All the forms, names and functions are projected. Projections means they do not have independent existence of their own. Which means they are mithya. They are as though. Mithya means they are dependent on satyam for their existence. And that satyam, that reality, that vastu is Brahma. Therefore, Brahma, how can mithya kalaha bring limitation to satyam? Time is mithya time, cannot bring about, cannot harm, cannot bring any limitation. How can mithya time limit satyam Brahma? How can mithya space limit the Brahma, satyam Brahma? How can mithya object limit the Brahma? Isn't it? A mithya time can limit mithya objects. Isn't it? So the objects are all mithya. Therefore, mithya objects are subject to mithya time. Mithya objects are subject to mithya space. But satyam vastu, sadvastu, which is the very existence of time, which is the very existence of space, existence of every object, in which time exists, space exists, all the objects enjoy existence, that reality obtaining in him of very existence of everything, which is originally, which is pure existence, is what? Is not subject to time, space and object. So, mithya kalaha, satya sadvastunaha, no limitation, it cannot limit. Therefore, what when he says, they are all projections of mithya, mayaya, mayaya kalpitaha. So they all have what? Kalpitattvam means they all have the status of being the projections of mithya, which means they are all mithya, kalpitaha, projections. Kalpitaha means projection, projection means not asat. Projection means mithya. Mithya means it has different existence. Therefore, time, space and all the objects being mithya, they cannot really limit the satyam, the absolute reality. Therefore, what? It is very clear, satyam is of the nature of limitlessness. That is what is said in this verse. See the verse now. Say, the absolute reality implied by the word Brahman being, na, the very satyam, the absolutely real, cannot be limited at all by anything in the world, including time and space. Why? Because the space, time, and the rest of the objects which constitute the world are all superimposed upon Brahma. The superimpositions by Maya. Let me make it very clear. What do you mean by that? Time is superimposed upon reality, the consciousness, existence. Space is superimposed upon consciousness, existence. All the forms, names and functions are superimposed upon Brahman, the consciousness, existence. What does it mean? Superimpositions means superimposed upon Brahma means they seem to be existent in Brahma, which means they do not exist independently at all. If I say all the waves are superimposed upon water, what does it mean? Waves are superimposed upon water. Ocean is superimposed upon water. What does it mean? There's no real wave or waves or ocean. They seem to be there. There are nothing but appearance of the water alone. What actually is only water? But when you say wave is, ocean is, you are superimposing the wave form and ocean form upon water. Listen to me carefully. What is only water. But when you say wave is, you are, what now? Is stands for existence. Isn't it? You are giving existence, which actually belongs to the water, to existence, the status to the wave form and the ocean form. See, water is means water enjoys existence. Water is. But when you say wave is, ocean is, or waves are there really waves? Are there really ocean? No, they're not really there. Water alone is in the form of wave and oceans. Which means, when you say wave is, you are lending existence to wave, lending existence to the ocean. Which means actually existence, water alone is, existence enjoyed by the ocean is attributed to wave and ocean. It's called a superimposition. Okay. When you say wave is, ocean is, the wave and ocean are nothing but superimpositions upon water. There's no real wave or ocean. What is only water? How clear it is now? Exam must become very clear. And similarly, time, space, and all the forms, names, and objects which constitute the jagat, they're all nothing but superimpositions upon the abstract reality, the pure existence, consciousness, Brahma. What actually is only a pure existence, which is pure consciousness. It is because without this Brahma, there's no time, there's no space, or there are no objects. But they seem to be there. Therefore, it is said here, Desha Kala Anya Vastunam Kalpitatvam Mayaya. So space, desha, kalaha, time, kala, anyavastunam. Anyavastuni means the entire, the rest of the world of objects. All of them are superimposed upon the reality of the pure existence consciousness implied by the term Brahma. Okay. Who superimposes? Superimposed by what? மாயையா, சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் பை மாயா. Now let me tell you here. See, water alone is without waves. What does it mean then? The waves are not. Water alone is means what is inseparably there is stillness of water. And the stillness disturbed alone what? So many waveforms comes. Therefore, we can say, if you look at the stillness as power of the water, it is the power of water stillness disturbed becomes many waves. Really speaking, there is not such a thing called wave, many waves which exist independently without the water. They are all water only. Therefore, it is the disturbed stillness which alone causes the plurality of waves. The plurality of waves which are superimposed upon water is caused by its power called stillness. Are you all with me? In the same way, there is Maya. What is Maya? The non-countable but still a power. The pure existence obtaining in him of pure consciousness. This reality also is endowed with the power. There is a power. The power is Brahma. Shaktihi Brahma. Power is nothing but Brahma. It's not inseparable and it's visibly, you can't see it. Just as you cannot separate stillness from water, the power of Brahma is such. It is known by the term Maya. It is this Maya. When undergoes a change, then the time enjoys existence. Space is, then the whole world shines. If power of Maya, the power of reality, known by the term Maya, is unmanifest, what happens? Where does the time go? Where does the space go? Where does the entire world of objects go? My God, the power of Maya is unmanifest. What choice? Just you have to see here. How helpless we are here. The power of reality just is unmanifest. Time, space, objects, everything disappears. The power of reality is manifest. I am. The world is. Then time comes. Space is. The entire world of objects is. Amazing, isn't it? I really wanted to see this. That's why you have to understand your own first ajnanam. You understand Maya in terms of ajnanam. And the power of knowing unmanifest is ajnanam. Power of knowing manifest is jnanam. When there's power of reality manifest in terms of jnanam, time is, space is, the entire world of objects shines. The power of reality unmanifest is ajnanam. My God, power of reality is Namahajnanam, unmanifest. Where? Same vastu, pure existence, pure knowledge. But then what happens? There's no time, no space, no world. You fall asleep. Where is the time for you? Where is the jagat for you? Where is the space for you? Understand your nidra shakti. Understand maya shakti. Okay? Therefore, it is just the plurality disappears. If you fall asleep, where is the world of plurality? Where is duality? There's neither duality nor plurality once you fall asleep. Which means when the power of reality is unmanifest, which is ajnanam, then whole world disappears. the power of reality is manifest as jnanam, then the whole, you are, the world shines, time is, space is, objects are. Then duality is there, plurality is real. Therefore, it said, actually what is always as the underlying substratum, the existence of everything is the pure existence, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And the time, space, objects are what? Maya kalpitam. They're all, what do you say, projection? Only when the power of reality is manifest as knowledge, then time comes. When the power of reality is unmanifest as ajnanam, time disappears. Power of reality is manifest as jnanam, space comes. Power of reality becomes unmanifest as ajnanam, the space disappears. Power of reality manifest as jnanam, all the world of objects shines. The power of reality unmanifest as ajnanam, the world disappears. Therefore, the duality is just the power of reality becomes manifest, the whole world shines, and that's why it's called projection of Maya. Okay, don't take it as projection. Literally, you have to understand, if the power is unmanifest, everything disappears. When everything disappears, what is there? What is that which does not disappear is the source of the power. Okay, the powerful reality, the source of the power is always there without time, without space, without the world. Knowing nothing being there. Therefore, it is said, what is satyam? What is mithya? The source of the power, the reality, the powerful reality, the source of the power, the obtaining in the form of abstract existence and knowledge alone is satyam, which is simply satyam brahma. Whereas this kalaha, deshaha, anya vastuni, the whole jagat, everything is projections of superimpositions. There are projections superimposed upon Brahma by Maya, by Shakti. Therefore, they are not satyam. They are all mithya. Okay? Therefore, everything is dependent on the manifestation of the power to come to exist, to come to light, to shine, to enjoy status of being existent, all dependent on manifestation of the power. Therefore, it is said, why you had to understand why time cannot limit the reality, why reality is not subject to time, because how can the reality satyam be limited by, how can satyam be limited by mithya time? Isn't it? Satyam cannot be limited by mithya. Therefore what? Therefore, definitely Brahman is free from all threefold limitations because they are all mithya. Brahman is satyam. So, the tiger you see in dream definitely cannot kill you in waking state. Is it? How can the tiger you saw in dream come and kill you in the waking state? Impossible. Okay, similarly, here the mithya time, mithya space, mithya objects cannot, do not limit the very source of the power. So the projections of the power cannot limit the source of the power. Is it clear? Projections of power cannot limit the source of the power. Therefore, what? The source of the power, Brahma, is free from threefold limitations. That is made very clear. If you are walking, when you are walking, a shadow now is walking along with you. You sit, shadow sits. You get up, shadow goes. But now tell me, suppose shadow is removed. Suppose something, no? So removal of shadow or distinction of shadow cannot do any harm to you. Why? Your shadow is dependent on your existence. How can shadow do any harm to you? How can shadow limit you? Similarly, time, space and objects which are projected by the power of reality cannot limit the source of the power. Therefore, reality, the source of the power, is free from all limitations. That is Sphutam. Now it is clear. Sphutam means very clear. Okay, next. Satyam jnanam anantam yad brahma tadvastu tasya tat. Satyam jnanam anantam yat brahma tadvastu tasya tat. Ishwaratvam cha jivatvam upadhidvaya kalpitam. Satyam jnanam anantam yad brahma tadvastu tasya tat. Ishwaratvam cha jivatvam upadhidvaya kalpitam. See, satyam jnanam anantam yad brahma tad vastu tasya tat. Ishwaratvam cha jivatvam upadhi dvaya kalpitam. That, yad means that, which is the reality. That reality, what is reality? Pure existence is the reality. And a pure existence, how can you understand what is pure existence? The existence which you see enjoyed by every form, name and function, including time and space, that existence is the reality. And that pure existence is in the form of pure knowledge. Pure existence is pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is pure existence. Sat and Chit are not two different things. You understand existence in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge. Iruppu arivaga irikkirathu. Arive iruppu, iruppe arivu. You know, pure knowledge is existence. Existence is knowledge. And therefore, and it is that pure existence which is understood, arrived in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge, is definitely source of the power, is only powerful reality. Therefore, it is not limited by any of the projections of the power. Therefore, it is of the nature of limitlessness. It is limitless, time-wise, object-wise, space-wise, limitless. It is always, it is everywhere, it pervades everything, it is in the form of everything. Therefore, it is free. Not object to birth or death, such a reality. Satyam jnanam anantam yat brahma. Therefore, know that formless reality cannot be indicated, denoted by any other word, implied by the word Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness. That Brahma reality, tad vastu tasya tat. தத் வஸ்து தஸ்ய தத் தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் எவ்ரிதிங் தத் வஸ்து தஸ்ய தெர்ஃபோர் வாட் அபவுட் ஈஸ்வரஹா அண்ட் ஜீவஹா ஈஸ்வரத்வம் ஜீவத்வம் the status of being the jiva, the status of being the Lord Ishvara, these two different statuses are temporarily attributed to this Brahma Vastu. First we negated what? We said time, space, objects, everything is projections of Maya. Brahma Shakti Kalpitam Jagat. Now what about this? What about Ishwaratvam and Jeevatvam? Two different statuses and attributed to the same Brahma. In fact, when you say it is a status, there is no Jeeva at all other than Brahma. There is no Ishwara also other than Brahma. There is no Ishwara or Jeeva other than the truth. So then why do we say Jeeva and Ishwara? Again, we have to see Ishwaratvam, Jeevatvam, Upadhidvaya Kalpitam. Again, it's also Kalpitam. The Ishwara's status is superimposed, Jeeva's status is superimposed, attributed to Brahma by two different Upadhis, the Mithya Upadhis. Upadhis are mithya. Okay. Even the power is mithya. Why? The power itself has no independent existence outside of Brahma. Now, we have two upadhis we are talking about. I'm sure you all know, you're supposed to know the meaning of the word upadhi. Upadhihi. So, upadhiyate. இதி உபாதிஹி அனேன இதி உபாதிஹி உப சமீபே ஸ்தித்வா கே ரிமைனிங் இன்செப்பரபிளி க்ளோஸ் தட் விச் த்ரோஸ் இட்ஸ் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபால்ஸ்லி அபான் இஸ் கால்ட் உபாதிஹி தட் விச் Okay, that is Upadhi. So here, the two Upadhis are there. One is Jiva Upadhi, one is Ishvara Upadhi. What is Ishvara Upadhi? Maya. The same Shakti is Upadhi. So with Upadhi called Maya, Brahman gets the Ishvara, the title Maya, the Ishvara. And with individual body, mind, sense complex, Ishvara gets the title Jiva. So what he says, Ishvaratvam cha Jivatvam Upadhi Dvaya Kalpitam. Please understand, the Upadhis are Mithya. Jiva Upadhi is Mithya. Ishvara Upadhi is Mithya. And the standpoint of Mithya Upadhis, two different names are given. Really speaking, Ishvara's status is Mithya. Jiva's status is Mithya. Because Upadhis are Mithya. The Satyam is only Brahma, which is neither Ishvara nor Jiva. Brahman is not Ishvara. Brahman is not Jiva. Brahman is Brahma. Reality, just the reality. The only truth. Other than that, nothing is permanent, nothing is real here. Everything is in the projection only. Therefore, it is said here, it is this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is in the disguise of a jiva, and the same Brahma, you know, is in the disguise of Ishvara. And this bhedaha, jiva Ishvara bhedaha, the difference between jiva and Ishvara is purely in terms of the difference between in the disguise, purely in the appearance. Jiva Ishvara Bheda is purely in appearance. In appearance there is Bheda. There is no difference at all, absolutely. Because essentially Jiva is Brahma. Essentially Ishvara is also Brahma. Therefore, Jiva Brahma, Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikyam is very clear. A very old example, you know very well. The wave and the ocean are different only in appearance. Essentially, wave and ocean are the same. The wave status is attributed to the water from the standpoint of big form appearance. Similarly, wave and the ocean appear big appearance, ocean name, and the wave name is given the same water standpoint of the small form. So in appearance, in forms, there is difference, but essentially there is no difference. Similarly, whether it is Jiva Upadhi or Maya Upadhi, there is, Upadhis are different. Difference only in Upadhis, but essentially there is no difference. It is made, again repeated here. Because Jiva Swarupam is Brahma, Ishvara Swarupam also is Brahma. Swarupam, essential nature of Jiva and Ishvara is one and the same. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Therefore, it is this Vastu, Brahman alone is Vastu. Vastu means reality. Reality means that which alone is. Everything else is as though that which alone is Brahma. Everything else is as though. Therefore, tasi Ishwaratvam, when you say it is this Brahma, reality appears as Ishvara, as what? With all the sakala kalyana guna sampannaha Ishwaraha. We say all the preferable, desirable, great, high virtues and attributes. There we see all those desirable and great virtues are seen as attributes of Ishvara. Actually speaking, what is Vastu? Brahma Nirgunam. Nirgunam Brahma, look at this. Nirgunam Brahma, the pure consciousness, pure existence is free from all attributes. There's no attribute for it. So all great virtues are looked upon as attributes of Ishvara. Nirgunam Brahma is associated with great virtues is Ishvara. What are the great virtues? All knowing, all pervasive, all mighty, you know, omniscient, omnipotent, all these attributes are, you know, we give. So Brahman doesn't say, I'm almighty, I'm all pervasive, I'm everything. We understand, isn't it? We understand nature, so therefore, when all these attributes, okay, all these great virtues are attributes of reality, no, we say what? this Nirgunam Brahma that is seen as Ishvara. And the same Nirgunam Brahma, you know, you see, with all limitations, the problems of problems in limitations, all problems. Here no alpagyatvam, alpashaktimatvam. With all the problems, worries and sorrows, etc. All limitations, birth, death, experience of pairs of opposites, pains and pleasures, you know, samsara. All these problems are also what now? All jiva's problems. So, these upadhi dharmaha, upadhis are different and the dharma's attributes of upadhi are also superimposed upon attributeless Brahma. Okay, the appearances, the forms are superimposed and the form related, form associated attributes also superimposed upon Brahma. Then two different qualifications are given as Jiva and Ishvara. Actually, neither great virtues are not virtues, nor Brahman is not absolutely free from all forms of attributes. Therefore, it's actually two different appearances because of the distorted vision. Okay, the distortion in vision, in perception, there is error because of the ignorance. So, the Jiva Ishvara difference purely projected by two upadhis. There is no real Bheda. Because from the standpoint of Brahma, where is Ishvara? You must have the guts to say there is no Ishvara other than Brahma. There is no Jiva other than Brahma. There is no individual other total other than Brahma. Everything is Brahma. What is only Brahma. It is very difficult for us to say. We must have the guts to say there is no Ishvara other than the truth. There is no Jiva other than the truth. This is a fact. And Jiva Ishvara Bheda is purely Upadhi Dvaya Kalpitam. It's only caused by, projected by difference in Upadhis. And Upadhis themselves are what? Mere projections of Maya. Both Upadhis. Therefore, he said, it'd be nice for us to remember, you know, there is a very chaste Vedantic text, a prose text of Sureshwaracharya called Naishkarmya Siddhihi. That Acharya gives an example, you know, if you take a stick, you make the stick just a stand, it remains just as, it looks like a stick. And the same stick, you put in the science, in a, as a student, as young student, as in school, we do the exercise, this experiment. You fill the bottle with the water and put a stick inside. What happens? As though the stick is bent. Really, the stick is not bent, but it looks as though it is bent. What is the upadhi now? It is the water and the air. Then they make us look, it looks as though it is bent. So really it is not bent. So, you know, it's not my example, okay? It's, even though we know this example, but it is given in Naishkarmya Siddhi. Now what I'm saying, Shastram says, it is the problem is only in a perception. In perception, what is not real is taken to be real. Then all the differences are real and the Ishvara Jiva difference also becomes real. The whole is Ishvara. Every part of the whole is what? Jiva. There's no Jiva. There's no Ishvara other than the truth. And this, if at all you say difference, difference is what? Only from the standpoint of the upadhis. and how much importance you should give for upadhi. Mithya upadhi should be given importance, or satyam upahitam should be given importance. Satyam Brahma is upahitam, upahitam chaitanyam satyam, upadhi. No, upadhi sar mithya. Upahitam is one, upadhis are two, and both are mithya. Okay. In fact, mithya is not even countable. So how many upadhis are there? Anything is mithya only. Therefore, Jiva Isha Aikyam also is made very clear here. Therefore, Ishwarattvam and Jivattvam are nothing but twofold relative, empirical, objective distortion of the only absolute reality, Brahma. Shaktirastyaishwari kachit. Shaktirastyaishwari kachit. Sarvavastuniyamika. Sarvavastuniyamika. ఆనందమయమారభ్య గూఢా సర్వేషు వస్తుషు. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్. ఇట్ సౌండ్ సింపుల్, ఇట్ రియలీ టెల్స్ వెరీ సటిల్ ఫ్యాక్ట్. శక్తిరస్త్యైశ్వరీ కాచిత్ సర్వవస్తునియామికా ఆనందమయమారభ్య గూఢా సర్వేషు వస్తుషు. See, Shaktihi Asti. What a statement, huh? Shaktihi Asti. There is power. Shaktihi Asti. And that power, what is that power? You say, Aishwari Shaktihi Kachit Asti. Kachit Aishwari Shaktihi Asti. What is Aishwari? Ishwarasya idam, Ishwarasya iyam Aishwari. The power of the Lord. The Lord is Brahma. And the power of Lord is power of Brahma. Aishwari Shaktihi. Kachit Aishwari Shaktihi Asti. There is power of the Lord, which is Brahma, and what? Sarva Vastu Niyamika. Sarva Vastu Niyamika. Niyamika means very, very powerful expression, that is. The maintainer. See, Niyamayati. Niyamakaha, masculine gender. Ishwaraha sarva niyanta niyamakaha. Niyamika, strilinga shabda. The maintainer, the one who maintains, that which maintains, is called niyamakaha, niyamika. The shaktihi happens to be feminine gender word. We say niyamika. It is this Aishwari Shaktihi. It is this power of the Lord, the reality, which is the Niyamika, the only power which maintains, the maintainer of all the objects. Sarva Vastu. all the existent, the so-called existent forms, names, functions, times, space, everything is maintained by this power. Power maintains everything. Aishwari Shaktihi Sarvavastu Niyamika. So, and how? Sarvavastu Niyamika means what? Sarvavastu Niyamika means what? The beautiful, see? Anandamayam Arabhya. Anandamayam Arabhya. So, Anandamaya onwards. What is that which maintains Anandamayaha? See, Anandamaya is the subtlest of the objects of knowledge. Anandamaya objects, you have to see all the objects of experience. How long you can go as objects of experience? The external world of objects, time, space, all the forms, names and functions. Then come to your own physical body, Annamayaha. Then Pranamayaha. Then Manomayaha. No, Vijnanamayaha. Go to Anandamayaha. After Anandamayaha, what? You cannot go anymore. Isn't it? So the entire world of objects, including your body, mind and complex, you have to say what? If you divide three bodies into five layers of personality, you have to say Annamayaha, Manomayaha, Pranamayaha, Anandamayaha, Vijnanamayaha, Anandamayaha, until Anandamaya onwards. Beyond Anandamayaha, what is there? Beyond Anandamayaha, what is, you know, beyond, okay? This, what is that which is distinct from Anandamaya is the formless, abstract, knower reality, Brahma. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Brahma. You arrive at it. That Brahma is given Ishvara status and Jiva status. There is no Brahma or Ishvara or Jiva. And that Brahma, we say, is what? Brahma Shakti. Okay, that Brahma Shakti is Aishwari Shakti. It is that power, power of the reality is looked upon as, that is, it is that power which gives Ishvara reality, the Ishvara status. Okay, it is that inseparable Shakti power which lends Ishvara status to the reality Brahma. And that power is Sarvavastu Niyamika. The maintainer of all the objects here is this power. What does it mean? Look at this. You know, now this literal meaning is over. Aishwari Shaktihi Kachit Sarvavastu Niyamika Anandamayam Arabhya Sarvavastushu Gudha. See, Gudha means hidden. Gudha, Shaktihi Gudha. No, the power of knowing is the power of knowing, power of knowledge, power of reality, power of knowing is Gudha. It is hidden, pervading in and through everything. Pervading everything, it maintains everything. Hidden in everything, it maintains everything. So it is said here. See, Ishvara, it is this Ishvara Shakti, Aishwari Shakti, known as Maya, is there as the Upadhi for Ishvara. And it is this Shakti projects what? Duality. The knower known duality is actually because of the disturbance in the Maya. Therefore, Maya is disturbed. Maya undergoes a change. Therefore, the duality comes. Duality is projection of Maya. And thereby plurality is also what? Projection of Maya. Maya kalpitam. Therefore, it is the entire world of plurality. The projection of Maya is maintained by Maya. Therefore, there's no other maintainer. How does Maya maintain? How does this Aishwara Shakti, Ishwara Shakti maintain everything? It maintains everything distinctly. Maintains everything distinctly. Distinctly means what? It maintains the distinction of every small and big object here in this world in perfect order. Absolutely perfect order. Maintains everything in perfect order. How? See, the space is space. Space is maintained as space with its own attribute. Air is maintained as air with its own attribute. And the distinction between space and air is maintained. Which means the space does not become anything else other than space. The air does not become anything other than being the air. Or air does not become earth. Earth does not become anything else. So earth is earth. Earth is maintained as earth, being distinct from the rest of the elements. Similarly, not only the elements, every element is maintained distinctly from every other element. One doesn't become the other. All these elements, not only elements, even the elementals are maintained distinctly from every other elemental object. Who maintains this? It is the Maya, it is the power of knowing, power of reality, power of knowledge, power of the reality. Not by the term Maya, it is the Shakti, Jnana Shakti alone maintains everything distinctly in perfect order. Therefore, every object, time, space, all the forms, names and functions, elements and the elementals, the mobile and the immobile, living and the non-living, every object in this creation enjoys what is intrinsic power. The essential power of everything here is the same reality, same power. It is this reality, the power of reality, the power of knowledge, remaining hidden, remaining in every object as the very intrinsic power of every object, maintain the particularity of every object. See, every object has what? Its own particulars, its own attributes, its own nature. Therefore, the particularity, the detailed particulars of every object is also maintained by this power. How does it maintain? Remaining as the very intrinsic power of everything. Remaining as the intrinsic nature of everything, every object, it maintains its particularity. For the space to be space, it is this power remaining as its intrinsic power. It maintains its particularity. So Ishvara Shakti remaining as the intrinsic power of earth maintains its particularity as earth, and it's a distinction from the other things. Nothing changes. One thing does not become other thing. Why? Because the particulars pertaining to the given object is maintained by the power. That's why it's called what now? Sarva Vastu Niyamika. Which means it is this power sustains, maintains everything in this universe in its own original, natural, actual form without any distortion. Suppose water is H2O. That nature, the particular nature, will be always there. Only water alone will have that particular nature. H2O will not become the nature of anything else. Okay, that is why, because the intrinsic the nature of a given object is maintained as it is. That is why it is possible for such a thing called scientific discovery. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been possible. So, Sarvavastu Niyamika, that is why in October month, specifically we have Parashakti is there as Sarvashakti. And in the Devi Mahatmyam, we have this beautiful verse. Sarvarupamai Devi Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat Atoham Vishwarupam Tam Namami Parameshwari. We forgot about Brahman or what? That only about Shakti. A Shakti is Brahma. Brahman is not Shakti, but Shakti is Brahma. See, what I want to understand, nothing is created here. Everything is, but still as though, because it has no independent existence. It's purely dependent on this power of knowing to become manifest. And that way, anything which enjoys existence is actually has intrinsically this power. The power of knowledge, power of reality is there intrinsically in everything. Thereby, it maintains, distinctly from everything else and also its own nature. That's why it's called a Niyamika, Sarvavastu Niyamika. Now, if you ask, what all does this power maintain? What all does this Jnana Shakti, or power of knowledge, power of reality, what all does it maintain? If you ask, I tell you, Anandamayam Arabhya. Anandamayam Arabhya. Beginning from, right from the Anandamaya Kosha. Why Anandamaya Kosha is starting? Because it is the subtlest and the nearest. Nearest means what? Distancelessly nearest. Distancelessly nearest Anandamaya Kosha onwards. Because for Atma, all pervasive reality, the consciousness, pure existence in terms of I, Atma, the I, nearest, inseparably, distancelessly nearest is Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamaya. And that onwards, now you can understand, then from there onwards, everything else you can see outside, what is that? What not outside actually? I know Atma is not outside, but from our understanding, you have to see. Vijnanamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, annamaya kosha. Then if we sequentially see the order, then afterwards anything and everything external to the body. No, you start from here and go what? Go to the farthest galaxies, sun, moon, stars, all of them, the unknown, even unknown world which understood in the Shastra. All of them, everything functions, remaining what it is, maintaining its nature. You know, functions in its own nature. You know, what? Everything functions according to, in keeping with its own nature. Star functions in keeping according to its own nature. Sun functions, moon functions, everything functions according to its own nature. Which means that nature, that what is that which maintains, sustains, you know, sustains a given nature of a given object is this Shakti. It is this Ishvara Shakti, Maya, maintains what? The nature of everything. Once you understand the nature of something as something, then that nature never changes. It continues to be there always as its nature. And okay, intrinsic nature of what is H2O, you say. And that nature never changes. Like that, every object has its own nature. It functions according to its nature. And that nature is maintained. That object and its nature is maintained as it is, as distinct from other objects, that is maintained by one power of Maya. That's what Niyamika, Sarva Vastu Niyamika. Therefore, Niyamika, how does it maintain? Sarveshu Vastushu Gudha. You know, you see, Sarveshu Vastushu Gudha. Sarveshu Vastushu Gudha, because remaining as the innermost, innate, hidden power of every existent thing, this Maya maintains its nature, maintains distinction, and maintains every object as it is. Therefore, and to understand, do you want any evidence for this? How does Maya, how does Shakti, Ishvara Shakti, maintains everything as it is, in every the function of it, existence of it? How does Maya maintains it? You want any proof for this, evidence for this? Our modern science is the very evidence. If it is not possible, then modern science wouldn't have been successful in bring out always the new discoveries, wouldn't have been possible. All the discoveries are possible because always it is maintained. Okay. Now gradually, now what you're made to understand, when you're talking highly of Ishvara Shakti, understand, there's no such a thing called Shakti other than Brahma. Shakti is very Brahman itself. You talk highly of, first initially you talk very interestingly about the stillness. There is stillness other than water. No? Like that, here, the Shakti, the power, இஸ் பிரம்ம, பிரம்மசக்தி. பிரம்மசக்தி, பிரம்மசக்தி இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ். பிரம்மசக்தி ரிமைன்ஸ் ஹிடன் இன் எவ்ரி திங். பிரம்மசக்தி இஸ் ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் சக்தி, ஆஸ் இன்ட்ரின்சிக் நேச்சர், அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் அக்கார்டிங் டு இட்ஸ் ஓன் நேச்சர், விச் மீன்ஸ் இட் மெயின்டைன்ஸ் தி ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ், தி ஆர்டர், எவ்ரி திங் மீன்ஸ் தட் பிரம்மசக்தி ஈஸ் மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன் ஈஸ். பிரம்மசக்தி மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன் ஈஸ். ஓகே, therefore it's very clear now. Shaktihi aishwari shaktihi kachit asti sarvavastu niyamika anandamayam arabhya sarveshu gudha sarveshu vastushu. Okay, vastu dharmaniyam yeran, vastu dharmaniyam yeran, shakti தா. I'm sure you understood the previous verse, isn't it? I really want you to see this beautiful expression, sarva vastu niyamika. You know, that's very important thing. That is where our ahankara will become just to go and hide somewhere. We have to really, our ahankara, where is I here? Understand, sarvastu niyamika aishwari shakti means our ahankara will go and hide. Oh my God, this is where we should feel shy. You know, we see somebody in front of some highly talented people, we feel very shy and out of place sometimes. No, we go and hide. People go and hide sometimes. No, when smallness is triggered, they feel very shy. They can't handle situation. They go and hide somewhere. Because nobody in this context, everybody is praising other person for all talents and things. And here, that time we can be there, okay, boldly. But now, really, this is where we have to hide. Okay, hide means what? We see every, where am I here? Everything is Bhagavan, isn't it? And Bhagavan always what? Brahma. Everything is only was, there's no aham. Everything is maintained and sustained by this power. The order, the knowledge, the function, everything is possible. Everything functions as it is because of this Gudha Shakti, this all pervasive Shakti power hidden in everything. Okay. வஸ்து தர்மானியம் ஏரன் சக்த்யா நைவ யதா ததா. வஸ்து தர்மானியம் ஏரன் சக்த்யா நைவ யதா ததா. அன்யோன்ய தர்ம சாங்கார்யாத் விப்ளவேத ஜகத் கலு. அன்யோன்ய தர்ம சாங்கார்யாத் விப்ளவேத ஜகத் கலு. வஸ்து தர்மானியம் ஏரன் சக்த்யா நைவ யதா ததா. அன்யோன்ய தர்ம சாங்கார்யாத் விப்ளவேத ஜகத் கலு. வஸ்து தர்மாஹ நியம்யேரன் சக்த்யா நைவ யதா ததா. யதா, when, Shaktya, by this power, this absolute power of Ishvara, the reality, Brahma. Vastu dharmaha na niyamyeran. Suppose when these, all these attributes, all the objects which are existent in this world as part and parcel of the whole Jagat, you know, the entire world of objects and their order and the nature, and all of them are, when they're not maintained by the power Maya, yada na niyamye naiva niyamyeran. No, suppose if they are not maintained by Maya Shakti, tada, what would have happened that time? Anyonya dharma sankaryat viplaveta jagat. What happened? Definitely, jagat viplaveta. Jagat viplaveta. The universe would have been sinking. It means there would have been total confusion and disorder in the world. If Maya does not maintain, Maya does not sustain, if Maya does not regulate, maintain the order, then definitely there would have been total confusion, disorder in this world. Because jagat viplaveta, the world would have been in disorder. Why? Because anyonya dharma sankaryat. Anyonya dharma sankaryam means, sankaram means mixing up. No, varna sankaraha, you came across that word sankaraha, not shankara, okay? In Bhagavad Gita, you came across this word sankaraha, varna sankaraha, mixing up of varnas. There we, sankaraha adjective, mixing up. Sankaryam means what? Noun. Mixture. Mixing, mixture. Sankaryam. Not shankara, sankara, some, dental sa, not palatal or cerebral. Shankara, sankara, sankara. Mixing, mixture, mixing up. Anyonya dharma sankaryat, because of this mixing up of the attributes and things, what happened? There would have been total, utter confusion. My God, Vidyanaya Swami talking about mixing up of things at the universal level. Bhagavan Krishna, in Krishna and Arjuna, in his thing, he talked about what? When the Varna Dharma, mixing of Varnas, Dharmas and Ashrama Dharmas, that will cause confusion, he said. Now, here, that the universal level, you know, there'll be confusion, this disorder would have been there in the mixing up of anyonya dharma sankaryat, because mixing up of the attributes of things in the universe, then there would have been big chaos in the world. Which means the attribute of a water should not become the attribute of fire. Attribute of fire should become the attribute of water, isn't it? Attribute of air should not become the attribute of space. And attribute of space should not become the attribute of anything else. Everyone should have its own attribute that has been maintained. And who maintains that? It is the Aishwari Shakti which maintains. If yada, when Maya, if and when Maya, these, the whole order, the nature, the way it functions, everything is not maintained by Maya, then there would have been utter confusion, chaos and in this world. Jagat viplaveta. Boy, imagine, if you go and drink water and water becomes fire, what will happen? You know, so everything should be that. So what it says is, every object has its own nature, its own attribute, and it serves a given purpose. And there is an order within the realm of which it exists. And what is that which maintains that distinction of every object, distinction of everything from everything else, and the nature of everything else, the order associated with everything else, is maintained by this power of knowledge. No, Aishwari Shaktihi. Because there'll be anyonya dharma sankaryam. Sankaryam means what? There would have been very horrible, frightening mixing up of the order, mixing up of the attribute nature. Then the universe would have been jagat viplaveta khalu. The universe would have been really sinking in disorder. You see, it is because of this nature alone, you know, we understand the nature, we discover the nature, then we make use of that. So we manufacture new things. Suppose, imagine the nature undergoes changes. What will happen? There will be a problem. You know the nature of this earth, soil, the brick, everything. That's why we make the bricks, we make, build the house, the using wood, everything. Because you know 100% you are sure it will not move because immobile. Imagine something, it starts, something happens. Which means everything is exactly how it is, it should be, because of this power of the reality. It is that power which maintains everything. Which means every existent thing in this universe remains absolutely true to its own nature. Nothing in this creation goes against its own nature. Everything here is maintaining its nature, being true to its own nature. Therefore, we do not find any problems in our dealing with this world of objects. Which means the confusion is not in dealing with the world of objects. Because the power of Maya, not power of Maya, the power in terms of Maya really absolutely, beautifully, perfectly, efficiently is maintaining this world of objects and the order. Okay? And this portion will help, while understanding Brahma as the only secondless non-dual absolute reality, we also understand the order, understand Ishvara as an order. So we'll continue next class. Any questions? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.